Hannah and Dan, thank you very much for leading us in our prayers together this morning. Well, we've just spent some time talking to God in prayer, and now we're going to spend some time hearing from God as we look at the Bible together. Now, normally we'd have a reading straight from the Bible, but this morning we're doing something slightly different. We're going to watch a dramatization of the bit of John's Gospel we're looking at today, John chapter 20. The words taken straight from the Bible. They're just acted out to help us understand and engage with them. So we're going to watch that together now.
After this, Joseph, who was from the town of Arimathea, asked Pilate if he could take Jesus' body. Joseph was a follower of Jesus, but in secret because he was afraid of the Jewish authorities. Pilate told him he could have the body. So Joseph went and took it away. Nicodemus, who at first had gone to see Jesus at night, went with Joseph, taking with him about 100 pounds of spices, a mixture of myrrh and aloes. The two men took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, according to the Jewish custom of preparing a body for burial. There was a garden in the place where Jesus had been put to death, and in it there was a new tomb where no one had ever been buried. Since it was the day before the Sabbath, and because the tomb was close by, they placed Jesus' body there. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved.
They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen cloths, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home.
Well, we have just seen and heard John's account of the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus really died on a cross, maybe a little bit like this one, on the first Good Friday. And then he was really buried in a grave, in a garden, close by to the cross, maybe a little bit like this one. But then, after 3 days, the grave was empty. Jesus' body was gone. He had risen from the dead. And that's what we're celebrating today. Obviously, that is good news for Jesus. It's better to be alive than to be dead. He was dead, and then he came alive. But you know, the reason that we're celebrating today, Easter Day, is not just because it's good news for Jesus that he rose from the dead, but it's also good news for us. Now, here's a verse from the Bible that helps us understand why Easter Day is good news for us. Let me read that for us. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Now, what those words from the Bible are saying is that every person who has ever lived is dead in their transgressions. Not literally dead. Here we are, breathing, alive, but spiritually dead. That's the Bible's view of us without Jesus Christ, spiritually dead. And of course, that is much, much more extreme than most people like to think about themselves, that without Jesus, we are spiritually dead. But you see what this verse is saying? That because of God's great love for us, he didn't leave us spiritually dead. He did something about that. In his rich mercy and his amazing grace, he brought us alive. Let's have the next slide up. What did he do? He made us alive with Christ. He raised us up with him. And in doing that for us, God saved us from our spiritual death. He made us alive with Christ, and he raised us up with him. Now, can you begin to see why Jesus rising from the dead is not just good news for him, it's also good news for us? When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you too, if you're trusting in him. Now, immediately, that should make us ask like a million different questions. How did God do that? How did God do that 2,000 years ago when I wasn't even around 2,000 years ago? How did God make me alive again when I wasn't even dead? How come I don't remember any of this? Being raised from the dead sounds like the sort of thing I would remember if it really happened to me. Well, to help us with all those millions of questions, to get our heads around what the Bible's saying, why the resurrection of Jesus, what we're celebrating today, is not just good news for him, but is also good news for us if we understand it. Here is another verse from the Bible that helps us. Since you died with Christ, your life is now hidden with Christ. These are words written to Christians. This only kind of works if you're a Christian. What it's saying is, if you are a Christian, if you're trusting in Jesus Christ, then when Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, your life, even before you were alive, was hidden with him, hidden in him. How does that help? How does that help? You should find inside your order of service something that looks like this. There's lots of interesting things in there today. You should find two L's. Two L's. Can you find those for me? They might have fallen out. They might be on the ground by now. But see if you can find one of those L's. There should be enough for one each because we put two in each service sheet. So I'm hoping by now there's still enough for one each. And this L stands for your life, your life. And what I want you to do is to write your name on your life. See, this is where the pen comes in handy again. And to write your name on your life. It's your life, so you want your name on it. If you've got young children with you, you might want to help them write their name, or you might want to write their name for them. Lots going on this morning, probably a little bit more than you were anticipating or possibly even hoping for. But when you've written a name on your life, on your L, we're going to do the same thing that we did with the What Do You Want Most cards, and I've got my helpers. And they're going to come, and if you could pass them down to the middle of the rows again, that would be a great help. And they're going to collect in all those L's. Great. Great. We're just collecting in the last few L's. And then our helpers are going to make them into a really nice, tidy pile. That would help. Can we have that verse back up on the screen that we had just a moment ago? See where we've got to. That verse from the Bible says, "Since you died with Christ, your life is now hidden with Christ." There we go. Since you died with Christ, your life is now hidden with Christ. So if you're a Christian, that is, if you're someone who is trusting in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, then this is saying you died with Jesus. And your life that you've just written your name on is going to be hidden with him. Now, that might look something like this. See if we can do this. Can we have all those L's? There we go. So we've got them all of our lives, nearly all of our lives. Here's a few more of them. Thank you. Very neat piles. Okay. And this verse is saying this. Our lives are hidden with Christ. Hidden means you can't see them anymore, but that's where they are. So here we've got Jesus dying on the cross, and we were thinking about this on Good Friday. I know a lot of us were. And if you're a Christian, you're trusting in him, his death for you, your life is now hidden with him as he died on the cross. That's where your life is, hidden with him. Now, what happened straight after Jesus died on the cross? Can anyone remember from the video that we watched? What happened to Jesus after he died on the cross? Yes. I can't hear. He rose up. Okay, there was something that happened to Jesus in between dying and rising again. Yes. No, crucified was the dying bit. Is this a harder question than I thought it was going to be? What happened to Jesus after he died and before he rose again? Something happened to him. Yes. He was put in a tomb. Okay, thank you. He was buried in a tomb. Do you remember? In a tomb in a garden nearby. So let's do that. We're going to take Jesus down from the cross, which is what they did. They took his dead body down. And they laid him, they buried him in a tomb. Do you remember that from the video? There we go. And then they put a stone in the way. So after he died on the cross, he was buried in the tomb. So I think this is an easier question. Where is Jesus now? Right now, where is he? Yes. Yes, Maya. He's okay. One step ahead of me there. Where? Okay, here's a better way of putting it. Where have I just put Jesus? Yes. In the tomb. I've just put him in the tomb. Now, think back to your L's, your lives hidden with Jesus. So Jesus is buried in the tomb. Where are your lives at the moment? Yes. They're in with Jesus. That's right. If you're trusting in Jesus, then when he was buried in the tomb, your life is hidden in him, and you are buried with him. Now, we're almost there. In fact, we're already there. What happened after 3 days of Jesus being in the tomb? What we're celebrating today, Matthew. He rose again. Okay, now we're on really strong ground here. He rose again. So let's see if we can do this. Here we go. It's coming back up out of the tomb, out of the grave. And here he is. Whoops. Get my microphone reattached. So can we get the next slide up? This says this. Let's have a look at it again, shall we? Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. When God raised Jesus that first Easter day that we're celebrating, here's something that not a lot of people realize. Jesus didn't stay here on earth. He didn't stop here where his disciples could see him and touch him and talk to him, and they did all of that. Jesus didn't stay here on earth. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised him all the way up to heaven, to the heavenly realms. Now, that might look something like this. Let's see if we can do this. This is a little bit harder. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he didn't stay here on earth. He raised him all the way up to heaven. Okay, now, same question. Where is Jesus now, right now? Where is he? Yes, where is he? He's in heaven. He's in heaven. There he is. He's up there. He's in heaven. He's not dead. He's alive. Here's the really big question, okay? Where are our lives that are hidden in Christ? Where are they? Anyone know the answer to that? Emily? They're still hidden in him. I didn't take them out. Did anyone see me take them out? No, they're still hidden in him. See, here we are, down here on earth, you probably noticed. And here we are this morning, here in this particular church, celebrating Jesus being raised from the dead, that he's alive, that he's in heaven. And that is really good news for him. But can you see how that is good news for us too, if we're trusting in him, in his death and in his resurrection for our forgiveness? Because our lives are hidden in him. A part of us, if you're trusting in Jesus, has gone with him all the way to heaven. How good is that? Did you realize that that's what we're celebrating this morning on Easter Day? That our lives hidden with Jesus are already in heaven. Now, you sometimes hear people say things like this, don't you? I hope when I die to go to heaven. Well, do you see, if you're a Christian, if you're already trusting in Christ, then a part of you is already in heaven with him, even before you die. Because of God's great love for you, because of his rich mercy for you and his amazing grace to you, God made you alive with Christ and raised you with Christ all the way to heaven. Can you see why the resurrection is not just good news for Jesus? It's really good news for all who are trusting in Jesus. Can you see how big and exciting and wonderful Easter Day really is? Well, I'm going to say a prayer thanking God that he has raised Jesus Christ from the dead and us with him. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much that you made your son, Jesus Christ, alive, and that all who trust in him, you made us alive with him. You raised us with him and have seated us with him, hidden in him, safe with him in heaven. Thank you for this great blessing that you give us in your risen, reigning Son. Amen.